As we continue on with what's going on inside agriculture, while an agreement between the U.S. and Mexico regarding sugar trade addresses a trade violation by Mexico, the American Sugar Alliance says it also leaves a loophole for potential problems in the future. Now, American Sugar Alliance spokesperson Philip Hayes explains the agreement announced this week by the U.S. Commerce Department.
Mexico was found guilty years ago of violating U.S. trade law, and Mexico had never been brought into compliance with our laws. So what the agreement was yesterday, it was meant to bring Mexico into compliance with our trade laws, essentially to prevent Mexico from dumping subsidized sugar into the U.S. market and jeopardizing both U.S. sugar farmers and U.S. sugar workers.
Now, the agreement makes strides in addressing trade concerns, but says it does include a loophole that needs fixing.
First of all, we believe that Commerce Secretary Ross did a tremendous job during the negotiations. He worked very hard on behalf of America's farmers and America's workers, and we absolutely applaud him for that. This deal comes a long way, but there is still one open item that concerns us, and that is a loophole in the agreement that Mexico could exploit to continue to ship subsidized sugar into the United States.
Now, the loophole would allow Mexico to decide the type of sugar it could send to the United States. Now, if the U.S. needed more than what the U.S. normally produces and imports, Mexico could send refined sugar to the U.S., for example, in the event the U.S. needs raw sugar, bypassing U.S. sugar refiners. Now, the authority to dictate the type of sugar Mexico exports to the U.S. currently belongs to the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
After U.S. producers have grown their crops and we have imported the sugar that we normally import, if there are additional needs, then Mexico has the right to fill 100% of those needs. We have no problem with that. But what we have a problem with is we believe the USDA should have the authority to tell Mexico what type of sugar the United States needs. Mexico wants to take that authority away from the USDA and transfer that power to Mexico. And we believe that that's wrong.
Now, if left unchanged, Hayes says the agreement could cause harm to U.S. sugar producers and consumers.
It would mean that Mexico could potentially exploit that loophole and continue to dump subsidized sugar here in the U.S. industry. That would continue to injure U.S. sugar producers and put financial pressure on our industry. I don't think that it's in consumers' best interest for U.S. sugar producers to be under financial strain, because if you lose the ability to produce sugar in this country, I think that that ultimately harms consumers. So I think it's in the best interest not only of U.S. sugar producers, but U.S. sugar consumers and also U.S. taxpayers for us to get that loophole closed.
That's American Sugar Alliance spokesperson Philip Hayes. While former Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack told AgriPulse a new deal to allow more milk producers to enter the Chinese market, it's in the works. Vilsack, who is now heading the U.S. Dairy Export Council, has been working for months to change a registration process that keeps new U.S. processors from entering the Chinese market. Vilsack told AgriPulse the deal is a matter of weeks away and will give immediate clearance for 80 U.S. processors to begin shipping milk to China. In 2014, China created new food safety regulations that required all foreign milk suppliers to be registered and certified by their domestic regulatory agencies before they could ship to China. Now, for the U.S., that's the Food and Drug Administration. Now, the China regulations went into effect last year, and the U.S. FDA offered a voluntary registry for U.S. milk producers, but the registry has not been effective. Through Vilsack's work, the U.S. Dairy Export Council helped develop a new registry program that's gaining approval by U.S. and Chinese regulatory authorities. Okay, we're going to take another break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk cattle, livestock. Works well out there on pretty much all farms. That's next.